in to that movie show presented by Showcase Cinemas. Mike Wendt and Eddie McCabe taking you through another week of movies. Eddie, how you doing?
Oh, it's a great day for movies.
It is a great day for movies. We're a week past the Oscars.
Yeah, love is in the air. Oh, God.
Movie love,
real love, fake love, big
all
love.
All kinds of love is in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right off the bat, real quick, because it's a week removed. What did you think of the Oscars?
You know, I always had fun. I mean, I was shocked that Parasite did as well as it did, but I'm really happy for it. You know, I think the director, Bong Joon-ho, right? I think I said that right.
Yep.
He said it correct when he was accepting a different award, and he said, if you can get over that one-inch barrier of entry with subtitles in foreign films, then you're going to be open to such a huge world of cinema. And I'm really glad that, you know, the Academy really recognized that, because, yeah, I mean, I probably would have went with 1917, but Parasite, man, that movie's good.
And above all else, I've looked over the last few years. I've talked about Sam Rockwell's acceptance speech years ago, and Olivia Colman last year, and Bong Joon-ho this year. The genuine love for and respect for winning that award. And he was so genuine. And it was like every time he came up, because he won a bunch.
Yeah.
So he had to accept a bunch.
Oh, and he definitely ran out of speeches.
Well, on his third one, he's like, I'm going to go get drunk. And then on his fifth one, he's like, please let me go get drunk.
Yeah. Well, and I also really appreciated it. You're watching it and he's just like, man, I didn't think I was going to win this one. Martin Scorsese's sitting right there. And
Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, these are guys I love, and they're sitting right here, and they were nominated with me. They should win this. I should be at the bar. What is happening?
Yeah, it was awesome. And, you know, and the fact that the movie won, awesome. That's great. It's great for cinema, right? Because I love, and I've talked about it before, is like, I love Japanese film and I love Hong Kong action. Absolutely. And, you know, those, they're such beautiful films because they're so inspired by their culture, you know, and it's a different take on a different human experience. And I, you know, kind of a tangible example that you can kind of all see because they're both easily accessible is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. There's two different versions of that film. There's the American film version and the Danish version. And you watch them, and they're the same plot with the same beats that tell the same story. But the way that the American version is more violent, and there are some sexual, like,
stuff,
graphic scenes in both. Yeah. The American version tones that down, whereas you look at the Danish version and the sexual graphic nature is more turned up and the violence is turned down because of, you know, the way that those cultures see those types of things. And it's very interesting to watch, and it's very interesting to look. And with a movie like Parasite, yeah, you kind of get a huge look into Korean culture, which, you know, is something that we don't necessarily see on a day-to-day basis. And hopefully this opens the door to the world of cinema.
And I know when it happened, I sent you a text, and I still stand by this. I sent it out on Facebook and Twitter, that the fact that Taika Waititi is an Oscar winner is so effing cool.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. He deserves it. Jojo Rabbit is a good movie. It's a really, really... Like
Jojo Rabbit's a good movie, but Thor Ragnarok's a good movie.
Yeah.
What We Do in the Shadows was a good movie. What We Do in the Shadows is a good TV show on FX. Taika Waititi is one of those nerds in film culture that, like, when he wins, we all win.
Right. You're 100% right. And it's this year, more so than other years, felt less, you know, self-gratifying, and more of a celebration of the art of cinema. And that was really cool to kind of watch.
Absolutely. Moving on a little bit. So this is a movie that, speaking on the independent side of things,
we've talked about this before.
We talked about it before, but Blumhouse Films is one of the premier, if you will, independent horror movie studios. They're the ones that did The Paranormal Activity and a number of other things. They also did this movie called The Hunt. And last year, it got basically shelved by Universal Studios because of its quote-unquote controversial nature. The trailer came out, and the president was against it.
Yeah,
he sent a tweet, as he does, and it got shelved, and now it's going to be released on March 13th, which happens to be Friday the 13th. It's got a brand new trailer. It's got a brand new poster. Their marketing campaign, I absolutely love. If you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thatmovieshowtv, and watch the trailer and. As they say, hashtag decide for yourself. Eddie, you've watched it. What is your thoughts on The Hunt?
So here's the thing. I always think that it's the person's responsibility to find what they deem suitable for themselves to watch and have no right to tell another person whether or not it is okay for them, right? That's my personal take on censorship. In a very, very just real quick sort of like, that's what I think. And so when the trailer first came out, I was like, yeah, it's a horror movie by Blumhouse. Yeah. This movie's going to be tongue and
it's
cheek.
Goofy as all hell.
Yeah. This movie's going to be goofy. It's going to be out there and it's going to be ultimately harmless. And people were
cast, by the way.
Right. Right. Well, and the movie was intriguing because the scene in the original trailer was a woman who she comes into a gas station and she basically picks apart as to like, I'm not in Alabama. I'm in somewhere else because X, Y, and Z reasons. And it's just like, oh, this movie's really smart. And ultimately it is a story that we've told a billion times. The story is the most dangerous game where it's people hunting people and, you know, all that nonsense. And people took it as some
There's
sort of
movies
like
movies as this. We talked about it months ago. There's a movie called Surviving the Game. It's probably not going to be as popular as this because it doesn't have the controversy behind it. But it starred Gary Busey, Rutger Hauer, Charles S. Dutton, and Ice-T.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like it's like out there as like
right.
the big, but it's a standard.
Yeah.
Standard stereotypical type of story where it's like affluential white people hunting the lower class.
Right. And this came and basically because of the president and the way that his social media reacts, he ended up causing a firestorm around this movie because he was like, it's a Hollywood's attack on my supporters. And then it isn't at all. You know, but that's the problem is that, you know, this movie ends up getting so much heat because that base is so vocal on that platform that
and now though, because of all that, the movie is actually getting a better marketing campaign than it originally had.
Oh, that movie is going. See, this is the problem with stuff that's like controversial, quote unquote, like this.
It is the movie that everyone doesn't want you to see.
And
it is the controversial movie. You have to go see it because it's so controversial.
Well, it's like when the trailer for The Hunt, when it popped up on my feed today, I thought, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, this is probably like just a trailer that kind of circulated through a tweet that was old, but this movie probably already came out and it came out to no fanfare and nobody saw it because that's probably what would have happened if nobody cared, right? If this movie just came out, you'd let this movie happen. It would have came and it would have went and it would have just exploded into the ether that is the hunting horror genre. Right. But now more people are going to see this movie because oh, this was that movie that like Universal scrapped and like crazy.
Even beyond that, this is the movie that the president of the United States doesn't want you to see.
Yeah, right. Perfect. And now,
I mean beyond we're wrestling fans. Beyond the Mat did that. This is the movie Vince McMahon doesn't want you to see. So everybody has to go out and see it.
Right, of course. And that's exactly it. And this movie is ultimately going to be so tame compared to what you think it, you know what I mean? Like the way that this movie was talking about it, like originally, you would have thought that like they had a Donald Trump impersonator, like basically being like, we're going to round up all the poor people and the Mexicans and we're going to kill them. It's just like, that's it's definitely good
though. I mean, the trailer, like when I saw the first trailer months ago, when we first talked about this, I was like, it looks good. The cast is great. I'm going to run down the cast for you real quick. Yeah. Ethan Suplee, who, of course, is from My Name is Earl, Mallrats, et cetera, et cetera. Emma Roberts, Hilary Swank, Betty Gilpin from Glow, Ike Barinholtz, Glenn Howerton from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's a huge cast of really cool character actors.
Right. You know,
and it looks like, yeah, this could be a fun, again, we're going to get to our showcase subscribe spot in a second, but this is a showcase subscribe movie all day.
Right. Well, this is also, I would say the ceiling of this movie is, and we talked about it on our podcast version of the show a few weeks ago, the ceiling of this movie is Ready or Not. Right. Yeah. Where it's like,
yes,
this is going to be a very fun watch. This is going to be a movie that you're going to be happy you saw. It's going to pop up on TV, on a USA, on a TNT, on an FX, on an AMC. And while you're doing laundry on a Sunday, you're going to watch this movie because it's going to be entertaining enough, engrossing enough, and engaging enough to just be like, oh yeah, man, this was a fun movie. And you're just going to watch it. That's the ceiling for this movie, and it's just crazy what type of stuff gets like controversial, where like a movie like The House That Jack Built like comes and they like murder children in that movie, and it's just like, yeah, we're not gonna care about that one. It's just like, that's controversial. Murdering
it hit my radar. I know it didn't hit many radars, but yeah. I almost drove from the Cape to Somerville to see that movie just because it hit my radar. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Google it.
Because it was a movie that was only showing in one theater. This is actually going to get a wide release.
Right. Of course.
And of course, if you want to see it, it's one of those movies that you should have showcase subscribed for, because as we've talked about, all movies can't be winners. No. But if you have showcase subscribed, go to showcasesubscribe.com right now. You start your plan as low as $11.95. There's individual plans, there's group plans, and you can see movies like The Hunt and Guilt Free. Because I've talked about, you know, there's been movies that I've seen where I've been like, I wouldn't have paid full price at a movie theater for that. What was the Jim Jarmusch movie that I always talk about?
I don't know.
The dead don't always die or something that.
Yeah, the dead don't stay dead or something.
The dead don't die. The dead don't stay dead. The trailer looked awesome. It looked awesome. It had Bill Murray at a man driver. It like all these Academy Award winners. It was Jim Jarmusch. And I'm like, yes, it's a zombie movie. It's a comedy movie. I have showcase subscribe. What the hell? Let's do it. And it sucked. Yeah. And I didn't care because I walked out being like, you know what? That's fine. I spent $11.95 for the month worth of movies, not for that one movie, but for a month worth of movies. Go to showcasesubscribe.com, get your subscription, and get more movies per month for less. Eddie, what's the flip side?
The flip side is that sometimes you can throw it away on Rambo Last Blood, and it's the worst movie of the year. And we're going to talk about that when we talk about the Razzie Awards coming up. But
we'll
first...
We will get there. But first, I think we're going to talk about the worst movie of 2020.
No, you mean the best movie of 2020.
Look, me and you have different opinions of best, okay? You sent me a text today with a trailer... Honestly, I watched it the first time and I'm like, this is a joke. This is an absolute joke. And I got to the end and I'm like, this isn't a joke. This is an actual movie that a studio paid multiple millions of dollars to make. Not just for production costs, but for the fact that it stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan. And it's called The Iron Mask, which I believe is a remake of the Leonardo DiCaprio movie from 1997. It looks absolutely horrible. Like, it looks like they took the Princess Bride scenes with Inigo Montoya and just said, hey, Arnold, do that, but do it stupid.
Yeah, I can't wait.
This movie looks horrible.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this. It's going to be great. So this movie, it's based on a novel. It's based on a French novel. The Man in the Iron Mask is based on a French novel. It's
based on a silly putty comic strip. This is garbage. So, I watched this trailer 3 times trying to figure out if it was a real movie.
Yeah. So it's I can't wait. So it's
Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing with his life.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger is playing some sort of British officer that has Jackie Chan imprisoned, and they're just gonna fight. And this movie looks bananas.
This is so stupid.
Oh yeah, of course. But this is why you have Showcase Subscribe.
This is why you have Showcase Subscribe.
Because.
Because you will not have to pay full price for this movie if you have Showcase Subscribe, but you will enjoy and laugh your ass off for 2.5 hours watching Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan do goofy stuff for 2.5 hours. It is bonkers stupid.
Oh, I know. I can't
talk badly enough about this movie.
I know. You're not looking at this like awful, because you definitely should look at it awful.
How am I supposed to look at this hot mess?
We get to see Arnold Schwarzenegger be strongman and Jackie Chan do Jackie Chan stuff.
We get to see Arnold as a strongman every movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
And this is Terminator with a wig.
It is Terminator with a wig. Terminator, how are you not here for it?
Versus Drunken Master with a helmet.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Well,
gonna be crap.
Oh God. See, again, this is why we have Showcase Subscribe.
This is why we have Showcase Subscribe. And these are moments why I wish that I could curse on the radio. This is I implore you to go see this movie with Showcase Subscribe. I say go sign up to Showcase Subscribe. Go to showcasesubscribe.com just to see The Iron Mask starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan. It is insanity on top of ridiculousness.
And here's the thing. If you can't wait until April 10th, 2020 to watch it, it has already come out in China and Russia. So
it's already out.
Yeah, well, in China and Russia. So you could probably already find it.
Oh my gosh.
It has already grossed $14.1 million worldwide.
How?
Chinese and Russia.
They haven't even got that much money.
Yeah, right. Right. But Birds of Prey doesn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan.
It doesn't. It would have been better if it did.
It might have.
It would have done more money if it had Arnold and Jackie beating the crap out of each other.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
This movie's horrific.
I can't wait. I've watched this trailer so many times, and I just love the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger's playing a British officer. How do you not want to see that?
He's trying to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing, Eddie. I do want to see him do it. That's why I have Showcase subscribe.
100%.
So that I can go to see the Iron Mask.
Yes.
It's such crap.
Yeah.
Sign up, please sign up for Showcase Subscribe. Go to showcasesubscribe.com so you can start seeing more movies a month, starting as low as $11.95. And if you sign up before, what is it, Eddie? April what?
10th. So it's just April. Get there for April.
You can see The Iron Mask starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jackie Chan. It is horrific.
The Russian blockbuster.
You know what? If you sign up and if you tag myself at Mike Wendt, at the Eddie McCabe, and you tag at Showcase US and say you've signed up for Showcase Subscribe, we will show up to the cinema and watch it with you. That's a promise.
That is a promise.
I'm making Eddie do it live on air because that's what we do here on North Shore 104.9. We bully people into doing things. Sorry,
yeah. Look, I want to see this movie more than you. You're not bullying me into anything.
All right.
I'll do a live watch along in the theater.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
I think we shouldn't even ask for permission. We should just do it.
We'll just do it.
We're going to show up to Showcase for Fear on opening day.
We're going to get stopped by the copyright cops.
We'll go next door to Easy Pie, get a bunch of burgers and pizzas, and go into the theater and just bum rush that awful showing that nobody's going to show up for.
And we'll make sure that
except for the Chris. Showcase subscribe customers.
We'll make sure that we bring the New Age Insiders co-host, Chris. Because he'll bring party favors.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Party favors. All right, let's move on to the Razzies.
Because this is probably going to be involved
next year's Razzie Award winner, The Iron Mask, starring Arnold and Jackie. But this year, oh, man, the best of the worst, the 40th Annual Golden Raspberry Awards. We haven't figured out if they've been awarded, there's been a telecast, if there's been a YouTube stream.
We also
only have 8 minutes left to do this show. So let's run them down, Eddie.
Sure. My favorite thing has to be the new category of worst reckless disregard for human life and public property, where I'm pretty sure it's just the gratuitous death and destruction.
Here's the funny thing. The movie that I think is going to win, I've actually seen, which is Dragged Across Concrete.
Yeah.
Which stars Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
And it's from the director of Bone Tomahawk. It actually, one of the co-stars, and I believe the scene that they're actually specifically talking about involves our friend Michael Jai White.
Oh,
it does, because it's a heist movie.
Yeah,
it's a heist movie that involves our friend Michael Jai White, Black Dynamite, swallowing a key, and they have to retrieve the key after he's been killed. Oh. So, as you can imagine, they have to go into his body.
Yeah,
get the key. I'm trying to not be graphic on radio.
Rambo Last Blood.
But the last 45 minutes of that movie is grisly.
Yeah, I could imagine. Rambo Last Blood appears multiple times on this list, and that is my pick for worst movie of the year. We'll get to the actual nominees, but there were two sequences in Rambo. Minutes. There's two sequences in Rambo Last Blood. One is when he's in Mexico murdering people, and then he ends up decapitating that guy.
As you do.
Or the final sequence where he has Viet Cong tunnels under his ranch, and he just murders a small army. Either one.
Either one.
Either one.
Ethan One works. I'm just gonna jump around here.
Yeah, sure.
You know
it's
what?
The Razzies. Who cares?
Worst actor. I was about to go with John Travolta because I've seen The Fanatic. It was horrific. However, based on my own personal gripe with this actor, I'm going to give it to David Harbour because F David Harbour and Hellboy, he has stolen every role from me in Hollywood. Every role, Harbour!
Now, would you have played Hellboy better? Than
yes! Yes! I would have played every role better than Harbour.
Sure.
Every role. Every role.
Everyone.
I would have done the creatine and the steroids to bulk up for Hellboy. I wouldn't have done the makeup and the BS.
Sure. Sure.
I would have killed myself for that role.
Now, the real question I have is
Harbour!
Well, John Travolta is nominated for two things. He was also for The Fanatic and Trading Paint. Did you see Trading Paint?
Oh, F that.
Fair enough.
The Fanatic is horrible enough. John Travolta is going to win that award. Let's be honest. As much as I have a gripe with Harbour, John Travolta is going to win that. The Fanatic was horrible.
Redeeming.
And we need to do a podcast version of that movie show on thatmovieshow.net. On The Fanatic, because it was just that bad. It was directed by Fred Durst, of Limp Bizkit. Did it all for the Nookie.
Yeah, of course. Of course. One of my favorite awards that they've kind of brought into in recent years is the Razzie Redeemer Award, where it's basically people that did terribly last year, were nominated for a variety of things.
Is it just last year? Because it seems like it's been for years with this category.
Maybe because Jennifer Lopez. All of
these characters could win for years.
Yeah, but because between Eddie Murphy and Jennifer Lopez, that might be accurate. But I feel like Adam Sandler, he had to have put out something garbage that he's nominated for. Keanu Reeves, I know, had that like Replicant movie that was absolutely garbage last year, and then. Same deal with Will Smith.
And I'm glad you brought up the final nominee, Will Smith, because is Aladdin redeemable? I think Bad Boys for Life is redeemable for Aladdin.
Yeah, but that came out in January.
Yeah, but he wasn't good in Aladdin. Why are we talking about him in Aladdin?
Oh, I think it's better. I don't know. But I just love that John Wick is nominated and could win something, as well as Duke Kaboom. I love Keanu Reeves.
I'm all for Keanu winning for either John Wick or Duke Kaboom, but Jennifer Lopez doing her pole dance is all kinds of my jam.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I'm just going to get weird for a minute and say that was hot.
Okay, sure. A bunch of soccer moms are going to cancel this show now. So,
see you in 2 weeks.
So basically, the main event is Worst Picture of the Year. The nominees for Worst Picture are Cats, The Fanatic, Haunting of Sharon Tate, A Madea Family Funeral, and Rambo Last Blood, which is just a murderer's row. Of garbage. It is
such crap.
Such garbage movies.
I didn't even see The Haunting of Sharon Tate. I thought that was a 70s movie.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what
Is that a movie that came out last year?
Yes, and it stars Hilary Duff as Sharon Tate. So two people played Sharon Tate last year. One, Hilary Duff. The other was Margot Robbie. One got
nominated for an Oscar.
The other is Hilary Duff. I haven't had the opportunity to see Cats, but I really, really want to.
I really, really want to get high and watch that. And I haven't seen a Madea movie ever.
I saw Diary of a Mad Black Woman because that was like the movie, and it was bad.
We're up against it. What's your pick?
My pick is Sonic the Hedgehog. So
for crappiest picture.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go with Rambo Last Blood. I hated that movie.
All right, I'm gonna go with Cats.
Yeah, that's probably gonna win
just because of the get high. Anyway, your recommendation before we have to run out of time.
Yeah, my recommendation is Sonic the Hedgehog. Last year, Sonic the Hedgehog was released, and the fan base definitely just backlashed over the character design. The studio did the right thing, remodeled the character to be more like the video game character, and took the time to re-release the movie. Go and support this movie. It's a fun, family-friendly, family film. Go and check it out with the family. It's definitely worth the time.
And you can see it with Showcase Subscribe, showcasesubscribe.com. My recommendation, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Recently, it was announced that that Rick Moranis will be rejoining the cast of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot or sequel or whatever. You can see this on Disney Plus. So go do that and support Rick Moranis, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
That was a weak recommendation, but it is what it is. Follow myself and Eddie on social media at Mike Went, at the Eddie McCabe, hashtag that movie show, and thatmovieshow.net. And of course, Showcase Subscribe, showcasesubscribe.com, because Showcase Cinemas supports this show right here at That Movie Show. And we'll see you next week with more movies. Eddie?
Bye, everybody. That's Movie Valley, Movie Hollywood, where any office boy or